Jesus and Blessed Mother are here with their hearts exposed. Blessed Mother says, "Praise be to Jesus." Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate." My brothers and sisters, just as this mission will usher in the triumph of our united hearts, I invite you to understand that the crosses you bear during these difficult times will also usher in my victory. The way into holy love is through trustful surrender. Therefore, by way of the cross. Every cross, every trial, is only as meritorious as the soul's surrender to it. In your acceptance of the cross, for love of me, is your surrender. This is the way to peace and harmony with the divine will. Of the pilgrims who come here, there are as many motives for pilgrimage as there are hearts. Some are doubting Thomases, who, with arrogance, demand proof of authenticity of the heavenly events here. Some come to please someone else, but not me. There are Pharisees and Judases who come seeking to find fault or planning to report back anything and everything to the established authority. Then there are the genuine devotees who come out of pure love for me, for the united hearts, and for the divine will. In every case, I desire that the soul opens with love to the graces heaven consigns here. I tell you solemnly, each soul that comes hither is called by me. The thrust of this mission is the conversion, personal holiness, and sanctification of every soul. It is through the messages given here that I reach out to souls and call them to repentance. It is through the healing waters found on this property that my call to repentance intensifies. The water should accompany the propagation of the messages whenever possible. Some will receive an illumination of conscience by this means. But I tell you, a season of great repentance approaches. A season which will bring many souls to turn to me. Some will seek to return to the priesthood. Others will realize their vocations in religious life for the first time. Many who opposed me will reform. Do not wait for that terrible and miraculous day. Allow your hearts to be convicted by the rays of humility that flow freely from my own sacred heart. Everything in the world today, all decisions of mankind, are a battle between good and evil. The good is holy love. The evil is disordered self-love. This is reflected in church and world politics. Every political issue is a battle between good and evil. The covert extremes taken by authorities to protect reputation and power, both in the secular world and in the church itself, reflect choices that are evil. Abortion is not the only form of murder. Innocent reputations are being willfully annihilated as well. If you love me, you will turn to me and seek my mercy. My heart holds only love and mercy for even the most hardened sinner. Your repentance could bring an end to war and violence, for if enough turn to me, I will act with a merciful heart and not with my hand of justice. I desire to fill the world with my merciful love. This alone is the reason I speak here. Once again, I ask for the consecration of the world to the united hearts of the Most Blessed Trinity and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Then I will triumph and reign. My brothers and sisters, if you accept the crosses that I send you, then you are cooperating with the grace that my Mother gives you through her Immaculate Heart. This is the way into our united hearts. We are listening to your petitions. we're extending to you the complete blessing of our united hearts.